Stephen Bradley, I'm sure after last week you wanted a response from your team, and I think from the off you certainly got that from your players. Were you happy with how the game went?
Yeah, we've been good in parts of each game that we've played, but we needed to make that a little bit more complete for longer periods, and we did that today. Look, this team responding is never in doubt. You don't do what we've done if you don't respond to setbacks, and so that was never in doubt, the character of this group. It was more just our own performance. We wanted to sustain the level of performance, and we did that tonight.
I felt, you know, looking from the outside, there was a couple of players maybe had points to prove. Roberto Lopez had maybe a tough night against Josh Thomas in the President's Cup. You had Jack Byrne coming back in after last season. Those players really stood up for you tonight, didn't they?
Yeah, but again, it's never in doubt. That's one thing you don't question. The President's Cup, that was our 14th training session, you know, and we had a heavy week. People read far too much into the game and what it looked like. We know when we freshen the group up and we're in our stride, this is what you get. And they'll only get better as the pitches get better. Like you said, Jack looked back to himself. He was brilliant tonight, Jack, in every aspect. Pico, not just tonight, the first three games has been brilliant. And then you can see the partnership starting to come together. You can see the little click starting to happen, which is really nice. And that'll only get better as the more we play. But it was never in doubt. The group, in terms of bouncing back, it was just more about us getting to our levels. And we're still not there. There's still loads to go. Just because we've won the game, it's not everything's great and perfect. And we need to keep getting better and better. And we know we will.
I saw you giving Sabo Ali a little coaching session there after the full-time whistle. What were you saying to him?
To me, I think you're seeing tonight what he's going to bring to us. You know, he was brilliant. But there's little aspects he needs to improve. And when we were signing him, that was part of why he signed there, because I feel we can improve him and show him how to improve. And again, not just because we've won the game, you don't just brush over and pretend he hasn't got aspects to improve on. And we're just speaking about the little detail that we need to improve on. And we'll go through our video with him over the weekend. But the really pleasing thing with him is he wants information. He wants to learn. He's so humble and wants information. So when you have to, it's half the battle. And it's up to us now to improve him.
Adam Brennan, that was the turning point, really, winning the penalty. But his whole performance again tonight, really, really good stuff.
Yeah. He's just getting better and better, you know. I think... you have Michael Duffy coming over to after the game and saying that boy's some player, like, you know, and I think that's the level of respect that you're talking about. Michael's probably been the best winger in the country for the best part of a decade, and players see the level of what this kid is, and you know he's got everything. He's got real character as well, which is pleasing. But he's only going to get better. He's got a really high ceiling, and he'll only get better.
Duffy has been in sensational form. We spoke in our podcast during the week about what I was asking the lads, how do you set up to defend against a player like him? Your team obviously did a good job on him tonight. Was there a plan going into the game?
Yeah, of course. You have to respect that he's a top player. You have to respect that he's the one that makes so much happen for Derry City. So you have to respect that, and you have to give him that respect. He's earned that. He's one player of the year last year. This year he's won games on his own at times, so you have to give him that respect, and we did that obviously with if you looked into it in terms of how we defended against him and who we did that with. So we kept him quiet, which doesn't happen too often, but we managed to do it tonight.
Yeah, that's my homework for tonight. Stephen, just then to ask you finally, another big match, this is the Friday Monday thing. This is what really tests teams. You've got Shelburne in your next game. It's a really tough game to plan for, and they're going to be hurting after a last minute defeat tonight.
Yeah, they will be. But us and Shells are always tough games, always Dublin derbies, always good games. And I don't see Monday being any different. It'd be a tight game, it'd be a good game. But we'll recover tonight and go there fully focused and winning the game.